And continuing in our program with all sorts of people from the College of Santa Fe on today, Tuesday, the first day of the New Mexico State Legislature. I'd like to welcome Steve Paxton. He's the director of the Contemporary Music Program at the College of Santa Fe, and Jonathan Wax, who's the chairman of the Moving Image Department and director of the Garson Studios. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, the Contemporary Music Department is a very interesting department. First of all, what do you mean by contemporary music?
Well, that's sort of a... There is a lot of confusion about that. Sometimes it works to our advantage, actually. My concept of contemporary music is all the music that's going on today, which is popular music,
that's
world
everything.
Music, everything. The music of our own time, which includes everything we're still recycling from past ages. Actually, to a lot of our incoming students and prospective students, when they hear or see the phrase contemporary music, they're thinking of popular music, commercial music, and jazz, and not they see it as not classical music.
Or they think maybe of new music and the sort of Santa Fe new music style or something like that.
So what we're able to do and sort of what we try to do, what our niche is, bringing all those things together. We deal with contemporary popular music and jazz and acoustic folk rock and stuff, but we also do contemporary classical music and computer music and experimental music, and that's kind of what makes us a little bit of a unique music program.
One thing I think is that's great about your program is that you really tap into the wealth of musicians who are living in Santa Fe, in the Santa Fe area.
Yeah, and a lot of our graduates just stay here. A lot of those Santa Fe musicians that you're talking about are graduates of our program that just never left. You know, 10 years later or 15 years later, they're Santa Fe musicians.
And when a student is studying at the college and they get to a certain level, do they have opportunities to play in something that mimics a kind of professional setting?
Yeah. Well, as much as is possible, given that Santa Fe is a small town and there's a relatively small number of live music venues. But our students are playing at places around town, at El Mason or Santa Fe Brewing Company, or they're sitting in with a touring group that comes to Albuquerque, or they're playing at a folk festival in southern Colorado. And yeah, so they're finding opportunities to get out there.
What is the program like? How is it maybe similar to and different from a conservatory program that, mm-hmm. that somebody might go into?
Well, it's similar in that the students are taking music theory courses and ear training courses and private lessons on their main instrument. It's different in that they're also taking courses in music technology and recording. They're taking world music classes. They have a chance to play in African drum ensemble and a gamelan ensemble and not necessarily just play in a symphony orchestra or a marching band. Neither of which we have.
Right, right. So when somebody comes in and they play the piano, have you found that some of your students get introduced to entire new parts of planet Earth music?
Definitely. They get introduced to that
and run with it.
They run with it, and it's hard for us to keep up with them sometimes. So that's the good part of it. The downside of that is that they're not going to spend 4 years just practicing piano, doing classical repertoire. So they're probably not going to make the progress and learn the repertoire that they would if they were in a conservatory program and very, very narrowly studying a specific style of music. They're branching out into all sorts of things, which I'm pretty sure is a good thing, but it makes it kind of difficult to manage students' abilities and rates of progress because they're all over the place.
So do you have mechanisms for that to make sure that they're...
No, we just, most of our faculty, we're all over the place too. So we're in the same boat with them, and we just sort of, we wring our hands about it every once in a while and say, but it really is fun, isn't it, that we're doing all of these things.
And you do seem to be putting out some incredible musicians.
I think so. And a lot of times these students then will go to they'll go to graduate school somewhere, and they'll find that they're ahead of their classmates in graduate school because they've been introduced to things that their classmates have not been introduced to.
Right.
Maybe they're a little bit behind in some pedagogical areas, but they're way ahead in some more kind of aesthetic related areas and exposure to world music particularly.
What's your instrument?
I'm a composer mainly. I guess my instrument is my voice and the piano.
So Steve Paxton is the director of the Contemporary Music Program at the College of Santa Fe, and we are ending today with Jonathan Wax, who is the chair of the Moving Image Department and director of the Garson Studios. And the film department and all of what you do is perhaps, of all the departments at the College of Santa Fe, most deeply involved with the community and with the state, including New Mexico's burgeoning film industry.
Yeah, well... We've tried to connect pretty closely to what's going on in the state and the film industry. Recently, we established the New Mexico Filmmakers Intensive, which was partly funded by the state of New Mexico. And the purpose was to try to train above-the-line filmmakers, namely directors, producers, writers, and editors. And... on the other hand, we've also, you know, 10 years ago developed The Screen, which was an effort to bring world cinema to New Mexico, particularly to Santa Fe, at the same time as we were providing students with a window on a whole array of film art. So, yeah, part of our purpose and mission has really been to be part of this community and to be part of the broader film-going and filmmaking effort here in New Mexico.
So there's been quite a bit of investment in very good equipment. That's also part of one of the assets of this program.
Yeah, well, it's not easy to run a program, you know, a world-class program when you don't have world-class equipment.
Right.
And it used to be a lot more expensive. Fortunately, digital production has become a lot less expensive, and now we're able to provide students with a far better ratio of equipment to students. But, yeah, we have a pretty good inventory of equipment. We also are blessed with the fact that we have the sound stages. We're the only film school in the country, if not the world, where you have students on one side of the building who are studying film, and on the other side of the building you have professional filmmakers who are making films. And our students, as a result, get a chance to participate in some of those productions, intern on those productions, and learn a hell of a lot from just being around filmmakers and not just being involved in filmmaking as an academic enterprise.
I would think that apprenticing or interning would be just as much of an education as anything else that could be taught in a class.
Well, it's not only that. It's also a springboard for students to get into the industry. And a lot of our students are working in the New Mexico industry. Some of them, unfortunately, have had to go off to Los Angeles because there's not enough local generated filmmaking in New Mexico. It's largely, you know, production service for Hollywood pictures that come in here. But that's something that we need to change, and part of the purpose of the New Mexico Filmmakers Intensive was to really grow local filmmakers so that they could stay here.
The alumni of the College of Santa Fe have won or been nominated for Grammy Awards, Independent Spirits Award, Emmy, Tony, Ovation, Academy Awards in the student category, and they've worked on a lot of very well-known films. It's quite amazing. I mean, how do you, like, you've got a young, ambitious filmmaker, student, 18, 20 years old, comes into the college. How do you help them to really focus and express their work?
Well, one of the aspects of our program has really been to distinguish it from vocational programs as such. And as a result, we concentrate heavily on the aesthetics of filmmaking and storytelling. And that's all implanted in a context in which students study the liberal arts and they learn about history and social science and what have you, so that they have something to say when they go out there and get a shot at making a movie. So we use the term the total filmmaker, in which we don't provide students with the level of specialization that some schools do, because we feel that anybody coming through the program really should be able to write, should be able to edit, should be able to direct, should have an understanding of all the different aspects of filmmaking, which is why, you know, some programs let students almost major in subcategories of film And we have one major, which is moving image arts. That's it.
So in another program, you might be able to major in editing or special effects.
Yeah, or something like that, or directing for that matter. I mean, our program does allow for students to kind of lean on certain areas. If they're interested in directing, they can do 3 years of directing, or if they're interested in cinematography. But they can't get out of the program, even if they want to be a screenwriter, without doing some basic production classes, because we just feel it's important for them to understand that.
So when somebody comes in and they're a gifted screenwriter and they're maybe shy and don't want to do those other things, how does doing those other things bring their screenwriting forward?
Well, it's really hard for somebody to be a screenwriter if they don't understand the mechanics and the grammar of filmmaking. I mean, if you're writing a scene or you're writing a sequence, you really need to understand what goes into making that. I mean, you can set up a scene on Mars, but if you can't deliver that and you don't know what's involved in doing that, then it's not a hell of a lot of point in writing that scene.
When you've got your undergraduates, there they are making films. Are they doing really far out things like sci-fi that require all sorts of crazy special effects, and are they able to pull them off when they do?
They're doing them. Are they able to pull them off when they do them? Sometimes. I mean, we try to really focus on storytelling and something that you can reasonably do within the context of what we have available. And, you know, big night exterior scenes where you got to put up big lights and what have you sometimes takes too much time to be able to do it in the framework of what we do. So we try to get them to think in terms of the possible and not, you know, as expansively as they otherwise might, which, obviously is a limitation, but we want to actually have them do films that they can deliver, not films that they wanted to make but could never get done.
And films that don't look entirely ridiculous.
Well, we try.
What do people, we were talking about this with Dana Levin just a little while ago, and one of the teachers in the creative writing department tried to put a moratorium on vampire stories because there were just so many of them coming in.
Yeah.
Do you find that your undergraduate film students have particular areas of passion that are sort of themes among the student body?
I used to see a lot more gunplay and a lot more, violence in films and, people basically wanting to throw a lot of blood on the screen. We're seeing a lot less of that. I think, whether it's the fact that the last several years have seen us in wars around the world, and students may be aware of the fact that, you do need to have another response perhaps to the world, and that we really focus on trying to get students to understand some of the issues, the political issues and the social issues behind what it is that they're doing. We see less of that. But boys want to have a lot of guns and so forth. And for whatever reason, a lot of our students are boys.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, probably two-thirds of our students are male. And one of the reasons we started the program Girls Film School for high school girls was to try to attract more young women into the program. And that's been quite successful. But it really is a conscious effort that's required to bring in female students into a film program, like it used to be, apparently, in medicine. But that was changed.
Yeah, that was then.
Yes.
So the one-third women who are in the program, what are they into? Presumably not so much gunplay.
You know, it would be hard to identify them as a group. I don't think there's much of a distinction in the main between what women students want to do on film and what men want to do. But on the edges of the boys, there tends to be a love of violence and gunplay and that kind of thing, which, we allow but are not crazy about.
So what are the programs and projects that you've worked on and that you've seen at the College of Santa Fe that you're most proud of and excited about?
Projects that I've worked on?
Yeah, that you've worked on or that you've seen your students do.
Well, we do, every other year, we do a program called the Advanced Production Project, which brings together seven producers, seven directors, seven cinematographers, seven editors, and seven writers. And it's an advanced level class, and the students each have one day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. to shoot a 3-minute piece And it's very well prepped. It's run as a professional set. Students rotate their positions. You know, if they're a director one day, 1 week, the next week they'll be an assistant director. Same with the cinematography students. And that's been, you know, a really gratifying thing. And I think students who leave the program having gone through that feel really comfortable on a film set because they've sort of seen the process from all sides.
And they really know how it works in real life.
Yeah, for sure.
Jonathan Wax is the chair of the Moving Image Arts Department and the director of the Garson Studios at the College of Santa Fe. Steve Paxton is the director of the Contemporary Music Program. We also spoke earlier to Robert Jessen, Dana Levin, Sandra Rodriguez, Carol Carpenter, Irina Zirkin. And the reason for all of this is that today is the first day of the New Mexico legislature, and the College of Santa Fe has been going through a financial crisis, and the hope is that it will become part of the state college system. If people would like to speak to their legislators about it, it is particularly important that they speak to the House Appropriations Committee, the Senate Finance Committee, and the House Education Committee. And we will here on KSFR be bringing you up to date as things change. I want to thank you both so much for being with us here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We're podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Brian Highhill for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, the Jazz Experience. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte. We will see you tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Ciao.